From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Amid growing tensions over North Korea's missile and nuclear programs, the U.S. military Wednesday began moving some parts of the THAAD anti-missile defense system onto a deployment site in South Korea. Demonstrators confronted police as trucks carrying elements of the terminal high-altitude area defense system were moved onto a former golf course. The first elements of the THAAD system were delivered to South Korea in early March. Seoul and Washington said the sole purpose of the advanced THAAD system is to defend against missile launches from North Korea. The situation in North Korea will be the focus of a rare classified briefing at the White House for the entire U.S. Senate today. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
There are four briefers that are coming up to talk about the situation in North Korea. They will be briefed by, this is a Senate-led meeting that they are getting. Those four briefers will share to them the current situation in North Korea.
The briefing comes at a time of growing tensions between the United States and North Korea. President Trump made separate telephone calls Monday to the leaders of Japan and China to discuss concerns about North Korea. Afghanistan's largest television station reports Friday's deadliest-ever assault by the Taliban on a major military base in northern Balkh province left more than 250 soldiers dead. The report also accused authorities of hiding the truth. The Afghan government has been under fire for refusing to reveal the number of casualties several days after the attack. The deputy chairman of the Afghan Senate, the upper house of parliament, informed lawmakers that the security officials told him the death toll stood at around 131. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President